everybody's on edge. And there's nothing out there outside of church if you're able to go. I've been blessed, like I said, to be able to go and be in the presence of our Lord and Savior. So many of my brothers and sisters can't even do that now. So this whole thing where they say only 22% feel safe enough to engage in things, that kind of fits in right with what my church was talking about this morning, that 25% of people who don't want to wear masks, of people that just say, listen, God gave me an immune system. It worked before March 1st of 2020. I'm pretty sure it's going to work now. And it's interesting. Generation X, according to this article, was the age group that reported the largest decrease in comfort when it comes to the shopping malls. I don't even know why people go to shopping malls anyway, right? Maybe you go there for the Aunt Annie's pretzel, but outside of that, why would you go? I mean, those places are pretty much dead anyway. So this whole thing about being uncomfortable. And then you have the entertainment industry, which was already falling on its face. But still, people like my wife and I, we know the bias in films. But we still like to go and go to the theater, get the experience, sit down, hang out. If a movie sucks, we make fun of it. If it's good, we enjoy it. But we're getting closer and closer to, regardless of what you tell us, we're done with it, man. I'll take my chances. Right? And then just the second part of this question that Morning Consult asked, when will people feel comfortable going back to doing certain things? Right? Going to the movies. As of June 23rd, 31% said the next month. 22% said more than 6 months from now. 16% don't know. Or let's say going to a concert. 12% said the next month. 39% within more than 6 months from now. It's because people are being told you can't go out till there's a vaccine. You can't go out until the second wave happens. You can't go out until you do this. Some people legitimately watch too much TV because they have nothing else to do. It's summertime. It's July 2nd. And people are still being told on the eve of 4th of July, you can't do anything. The city of Austin legitimately put out this message the other day. And I was already sitting down because that's what I do all day. I was sitting down. But if I was standing up, I would have fell out of my chair. Because they legitimately put out this, well, we know that you guys want to go to barbecues. We know, yeah. From KXAN News, the city of Austin warns. I know we want to have fireworks shows and barbecues and do the things we normally do, but now is not the time for that. It's friggin' summer. Also, the city of Austin said, make sure you show up on July 7th for our protests against overreaching government. The way they continue, the way they are just doubling down on it. I know we want to have barbecues, but now's not the time for it. You're not, even in Governor Abbott's executive order, there's an exception for protests. Because that's how weak-kneed everybody is. Which is why I'm glad bars like in Abilene are just going to stay opened up. People are just going to go out at this point and say, listen, I'm done with your executive orders. Make me do it. Yeah, there will be the apparent, the Karens and the Susans and all of these people who are going to try and shame you. But just look at them, you know, just breathe in their direction. Let them scatter. Because at this point, what are you doing? Listening to a government that clearly doesn't have your best interest in mind. If they did, they would not be politicizing everything, regardless of where you live. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Rhode Island, Nevada, California, which nobody's talking about their surge in cases. Arizona, Florida. Your government doesn't care about you. Your government cares about politicizing this event, and it's getting blamed on the right when the left is the first to charge off on this.